No one is safe. I'm talking about those video screens popping up on gas station pumps. Beware. You may stand in a stupor and watch the screen. You can't avoid them. But it is also watching you. Here and Now's media analyst John Carroll is here. Hi, John.
Hi, Robin.
And so we understand this started with 5 screens, an experiment in Texas, and it has now exploded.
It certainly has. It's a company called GSTV, and they have screens and ads in 18,000 gas stations in 200 markets across the country. They say they get 75 million unique views per month and reach 1 in 3 American adults above the age of 18.
Because you can't avoid them. And the way it works is each screen essentially has this audience of one, which is you, as you're filling your tank. So what are they putting on it?
Traditionally, they've put on snippets of news, sports, entertainment, and ads that have been pretty straightforward. A lot of the ads are for go inside and buy some cookies in the gas station. So basically that was what it was.
Yeah, but now it's customized to neighborhoods now.
Right. So in 2014, they had 2,600 gas stations, and they customized them to neighborhoods so that you would basically be steered toward businesses in the location of the gas station. Somebody said it was less like TV and more like billboards.
Yeah. So they're selling, you know, that's one thing. But now they're collecting data and selling. So tell us more about that.
Right. So they just introduced this data analytical system called Octane. And what it does is it tracks your transactional, your geolocation, your online consumer behavior. So basically, they are able to tell pretty much where you're coming from and where you're going. So they have your credit card, so they know where you live. They can tap into your smartphone to find out what gas station you're at. They crunch together online activity. And so basically they're able to figure out what would be the best ads to target to you at that particular time.
This is so frightening. So they know where you are, but they also claim that they can show the effect by looking at all this data. They can show the effect of the ads on the screens.
Right, because they can track where you go afterwards. So for instance, you know, you're filling up your car at 6:15 p.m. They know you're close to home. They know you go to Wendy's fairly often. So they send you a coupon from the local Wendy's, which is 4 blocks away. And they say, go in and we'll give you a free order of French fries. And then they can track whether you go in or not and pay with your credit card.
And so Pepsi, General Motors, Citibank, Wendy's. These are major leaguers that are being involved as well. ESPN, CNN Headline News, Bloomberg TV, in this kind of streaming service that they're doing, you know, that they're getting their content from. Where does this go?
Well, where it goes is basically more and more people are seeing video, not on television screens, but streaming video on various devices. So this is going to become another device that people are going to use to reach an audience and to some degree reach a younger audience that is more prone to those kinds of media platforms.
And then take all the information they want from your credit card and your phone. Boy, I'm the kind of person, I stand there at the pump and I can't hear you. La, 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 I can't hear you. John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now. No place is safe. We'll link you to his Campaign Outsider blog, by the way, at our website, hereandnow.org. John, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.